Somebody's gonna try to blackmail me with advertising? Blackmail me with money? Go f*** yourself. But go f*** yourself. Is that fair? I hope there.
A few moments later.
I must admit to being somewhat, frankly, naive about this. I'm like Jewish by association. I'm aspirationally Jewish.
All right, campers. So this is gonna be on Luciferian methodology, but I like to break it up by Sith. Okay, so this is kind of how the Sith works. Sith religion, Sith empire, Sith order. And they each have their own... It's not that there isn't any bleed over. It's just to understand what you're really looking at as far as your... What does an organizational structure of a Sith Lord look like? Well, when you're starting to understand Luciferians and what I will call the Chosen, or communists, I would refer to them as dummies who play a game called superiority. They will tell you they are the Chosen, they are your superiors. Supremacy. I play dominance, which is played alone. So basically, you get the Sith Lord perspective of, I don't own everyone, but I can own someone if I need to. Then you realize how many targets there are and what you'd have to do certain things. So it's best to just play the game alone and understand that a Lord of Light is the last thing you want to come into your life. I'll also point out that a Lord of Light is Lal. Okay? What is Lord of Light? Lord of Light is Luciferian. Lucifer is the Lord of Light. Now, you could believe, and belief is in the religion. I am working with methods, okay? So I like to refer to this as Luciferianism. This is Satanism. And this is megalomania, okay? This is when you want an empire. The Sith Order is really just... When you start at military science, eventually you start finding Sith Lords that weren't actually such bad guys. I'm not saying there was many of them. I'm just saying you can start whittling away in the same way that you might have regret sex with a Luciferian who then tells you to fuck off. A Luciferian may lie to you about who they are or something. The Luciferian ethic is karma. It's basically based in karma. If you had an opportunity to figure out the trick and you didn't, oh, you got a dick stuck in you. Like, that's it. And I don't think Rohypnol counts, but that's just kind of a different talk. So assuming that it is merely just a word-based game, the Luciferian is to be your Lord of Light. Michael Malice says, when you... need leadership, you're unfit to choose it. Well, that's correct. You're about to enter into something where this person knows so much more about it than you that you're not even going to recognize they're leading you in the wrong direction. Dumb people and dumb leadership end up in the same hole. Dumb people and sinister leadership don't end up in the same hole. The sinister leadership ducks out and the dumb people end up in the hole. So, Luciferians have lots of ways of playing this game. You let your mind run wild. I will basically state the opposite end of it is the manual for the law of war, which was revised under Trump. So when I say the federal government has basically been stolen by bad people, and when you look at the trail of evidence, there's always something wrong. Somebody was supposed to perform due diligence and they didn't. And you go all the way back to somebody just got bullied into the divine right of kings. Because this, you know, the American issues started in at least in 1971. Like, it was really before that. So the people who are alive and here now, shut up. Like, we just inherited this shit. And then someone will say, but someone else. Well, there's the murdering and the killing and the raping that goes on right now. And then there's the shit that nobody knew how to fix in the 50s and the lies that were told 100 years before that. So when I say the Lords of Light, these are the people like Skull and Bones, the Illumina, you know, these fucking... Listen, I'm 46 years old, and there's a concept called shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. Milton Friedman talks about it. It's basically the concept of grandpa makes a lot of money by earning his keep. Their son, you know, my son, if I'm the one who earns the keep, my son will inherit the wealth mostly correctly, but he will do things for his child that will turn him into Hunter Biden or Anderson Cooper. So my intergenerational competition looks like Anderson Cooper, Hunter Biden. And you've done millions of dollars on those things, and look what they look like. Holy shit. So when you go to the War Department, you get millions of dollars dumped on you, but you don't necessarily appreciate that you're living the one percenter's lifestyle. And here's what I mean by that. There's a dumb argument about who's the one percenters in America, but the real argument is $32,000 a year. So a lot of Americans have a really warped perception, because if you make more than $30,000 a year, you are the top 1% on earth. You don't understand how the other people get bombed out of their tenant homes. So back to understanding Luciferian methodology, okay? It's everything you're seeing here. If someone, I will refer to myself as a member of the Sith Order, all warfare is based on deception. That is not correct. There is two kinds. There's two things that I know of, and they're basically the same thing. One is open warfare. Open warfare is not based on deception. Okay? It's how the Gua'uld own the slaves. If you've never seen Stargate, you could briefly reference that. That is how Jetsons rule Flintstones. It's open warfare. It's also education. Education and open warfare almost go hand in hand. So then the rest of warfare, the dumb parts, the dumb people involved in it, is based in deception. And that would be Sun Tzu. Okay? If you want an empire, the first line of your doctrine is peace is a lie. And peace is a lie is a lie. Every lie, all of the doctrines that we have are either incorrect or not complete. Like I said, all warfare is based on deception. It's technically incorrect. It doesn't include education and open warfare. Peace is a lie is technically a lie, because every Sith Lord wants his logistical supply train running on time every day. Greased lightning can set his watch by his... So the Sith Lord really wants to live in an externality that he creates for himself by making his own supply chain work and then pushing his influence out through his logistical ability, through all the abilities. So I'll get over here where you manipulate belief. Anything, any Sith Lord that's going to operate a religion or a cult... you know, primary doctrines for the Order would be Sun Tzu. Primary doctrines for the Empire would be Sith. Sith doctrines. Primary doctrines for a religion or cult leader would be whatever their particular scripture is. And I don't find Scientology and Christianity a lot different. I find them a product of their times. People were a lot more primitive. And I think we got to be really understanding about who the Lords of Light are and how deception works. In a world where people don't read so good, you hold people to their word to a lethal extent. Their simple mouth communication is how they are known. So the environment of civil society disappears when the Lords of Light show up, because the darkness is upon you. And you got to remember that ignorance is its own type of darkness. And I will point you towards an episode I did called Total War. It's about a document called The Secret Covenant. Those people move into a society and they destroy it in the ways in which they do. And they describe it to you. If you just understand how to read it, they'll describe the ignorant things that they will do to you. And all of that is really coming to an end, because a lot of it's, you know, the pedos are running for their lives now. That's good. That's good. The problem is that we had them. Like everybody said that we were done with slavery. We weren't done with slavery. We were not done with slavery. Human trafficking, goyim, human parts for sale. That is empire. So when I say to understand how empire functions, politics, control of the infrastructure, if you need an example of how a lizard looks in public, it looks like Palpatine. And it runs like the CIA in the background, because frankly, what has the CIA been doing? The CIA has been monetarily front-running everything that is currently statutory verboten. So the Congress says, don't do drugs, the CIA pushes drugs. The Congress says, we have to have rational limits on the Second Amendment, the CIA runs guns. When the legislature finally gets around to tightening up human abuse and sex trafficking, well, holy shit, now we got politicians hiding in plain sight because that's how statutes work. Remember, the Lords of Light wrote your statutes, and now they're going to drop the whole thing on your head. That was the plan. And it's obviously not coming to fruition, but the echo chamber is just so dumb now. So let's focus on Blue here. How does a religion or a cult leader rule you like a Sith Lord? The first answer is belief. When I was with the church, I was with like-minded people. When I say we partied together, we had picnics together, we played softball, good, clean fun, just community. Great things. The belief holds certain portions of it together. And when a church has an ideological split, so sometimes they don't even hang out with each other anymore. So the belief is a great way to divide people, and especially when you're using zero as a method. Because if you get two people to, A and B argue over something that is false. So they're just trying to see who's correct, but neither one of them are smart. And that's kind of how belief works. Belief can also just be a bald-faced lie. These people prey on communities. So for every, you're definitely going to see a balance in here, because all of these methods at a certain point, this is not necessarily in the middle. It'll just rotate over to here. But it is some of these methods used. Okay, Keith Raniere doesn't look like I would say he's a CIA asset. Somebody owned this guy. Everybody under him was owned by him, okay? And he had a sex cult, and Allison Mack gets into this bullshit when she's like 16 years old. So when I say, broke people, poor people, people looking for opportunities, they don't necessarily know how they're going to be manipulated. They don't necessarily know. But they're being offered a lot of things, community, money. Jim Baker, with his I Bang Hookers scandal, right? Millions of dollars go to this guy, he spends them on hookers. Joel Osteen goes and has a $10 million house, okay? This is not what the Jesus is not what we think of when we look at these two guys. Jesus would throw out the money changers. These guys are cashing in. Keith Raniere owns a sex cult. I would say Scientology is more along this type of scripture, where the real world business, a lot of Scientologists are in business together. Well, a lot of Jews are in business together too, and the Talmud holds them together, regardless of how fucked up that is. So that the Talmudists and the communists and the Zionists, the Satanist, the Luciferian, they all share methods at a certain point. I would state that once all of this over here is honest, everything that starts going into these echo chambers is where you start seeing bleed over of someone manipulating you, let's call this circle belief, and let's call this cowardice. And, there's self-growth in here. Some people get abused when they're young, like Allison Mack. By the time, I want to say she was convicted, started her very light sentence in her early 20s, because the court looked at this and went, Jesus Christ, they got this kid when she was 14, 15, 16 years old. 5 years later, she's willing to brand someone with an iron, like a Stanford prison experiment, and they're all having sex together. Like, it just starts getting bizarre for a judge to go, Jesus Christ, okay, either she's the ringleader or she's one of the victims. And then you see she's somewhere in the middle, so she gets to go play timeout for a while. Okay, fine. But just understand, you know, belief and ignorance really roll together. People who know things, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. Someone who understands ballistics doesn't believe ballistics. They can demonstrate it to you. So the military sciences around all of this are how Allison Mack ends up fucking this guy. Nobody likes this guy. This guy goes to jail for 30 fucking years and everybody really finds out what he is. But, you know, nobody really likes this guy. But he was a lord of light. He had ways to get into your life. I just did something on Elon Musk. And the way he appears to have to be doing the dance right now, Kanye West, soon as he was told to do the dance, lo and behold, he lost his kids, he lost his fortune, his old lady goes on Saturday Night Live and taunts. So what you're seeing over here, the congressman from Tennessee, I would point at him and say he is the government, you know, I'm being respectful, but he is the government school kid guy. He really thought if he went to Washington, it all worked like this. And I think a better perspective on it is Tucker Carlson, who says, shit, I was up there for 30 years. I'm just a dumb guy. Right? He really didn't understand. Like, he understood Washington was kind of wrong, but he didn't understand that, you know, Washington was cake and the cake was a lie. He was getting over the Washington was cake part because you got to understand there's so much money involved. Everybody who was within 50 feet of this and had a clue was they just had a pension pushed at them. There were CIA operations running just to keep smart people contained. Okay? And I just think Elon Musk is one of them, and he's got a group of people around him, and he says a lot of them are Jewish. That's his perspective, not mine. And they keep him looking at the issue as if it's not a Zionist issue. Excuse me. Sorry. I have hiatal hernias, so sometimes the burping is rather involuntary. The state of Israel right now is behaving in an unsupportable manner. But we will have one of the billionaires out there having a chit-chat with Ben Shapiro because he doesn't seem to understand Zionism as opposed to Jew, Israeli, and Judaism and Talmud. And it's fun. Like I said in the other video, I can see how he ends up that way. But when you are surrounded by these people, lords of light, and when there's just a lot of things you kind of learn to stay out of other people's business. But then, you know, the whole DEI, all of the WandaVision that is HR, understand that this is a holistic presentation. The HRs of America committed WandaVision on everyone, just like this. They preyed on their belief, their ignorance. The community that they preyed on was their job. That job is the infrastructure of people's life. They played politics like Palpatine, like Stanford Prison Experiment, like Milgram Experiment. They fucked with their prosperity, and they did so applying pressure to Metcalfe's law. It didn't really hurt people. Metcalfe's law, used through all of these culty, political, wispy, quite literally, it is the abuse of the human brain through sound, because that human believes, they do not verify. They do not understand military science, so they can be lied to in some really dumb ways. I have two examples, one of which is flat earth, okay? How do you know you're suffering from megalomania? When you look up in the sky, the sun is a sphere. The moon is a sphere. Mars is a sphere. Saturn is a sphere with a ring around it. Jupiter is the big sphere. Neptune, Uranus, all huge fucking spheres. Then you will look yourself in the mirror and say, I walk on a disc. Now, here's how you lie to people and become their lord of light and tell them the earth is flat. It's called cartography, okay? This is a lie that's been caught in the echo chamber since way before people knew how to read, okay? knew how to read, knew what cartography was, knew how to read a map. Okay, the legend on a map is very important. And legend is also a word that we would subscribe to the fairy tales of gods and whatnot. Okay, legends are not always true. So I can easily explain the flat earth theory with the word cartography and lies. That's it. Hey, everybody, think that's what happened? Think that's all it is? It's just a flat earth. It's not a flat earth theory. Got to remember, anybody backs, if someone walks up to you with a theory, maybe you should fucking throw a rock at them. Like, this is, there's, it's kind of like ignorant evangelism. Here's my second example. It's called dark matter, okay? I want you to imagine that three-dimensional space is 4% of human knowledge, and that the distance between your right and left ears is the other 96% of the dark matter, okay? The dark matter is all the stuff that we pretend to know, we don't know, fiction, theology, all the other fucking things. That's the dark matter. Now, when you tell someone it is in physics, and if you look into the universe really hard, hard enough, you will find it. Well, when you go looking for nothing and it's not there, somebody will come back with something before, some bullshit before they tell you so that it's not real. So, of course, now we're going to have quantum mechanics will now be mainstream. We're going to talk about aliens, UFOs. We're going to talk about Bigfoot. Every lie that was thrown into the public, right down to flat earth, is continually being recycled. The human echo chamber is being structurally engineered. And I want to make a case of that through history about how the structure of that works. All right. This kind of works a little bit better if you close your eyes, but what I have here is for you to reference for your brain. But you really got to close your eyes and you got to think about history being like a huge echo chamber. And somewhere a long, long time ago, there was Babylon in the Bible. And I'm trying to get you caught up. But you think about how people exchanged information in this huge time frame. Okay, this is like the printing press. This is Babylon. This is word of mouth. Okay, this is just word of mouth and ways to manipulate people. Then we got, when the Bible comes out, it's the printing press, and two types of books came out, the Bible and then books on witchcraft, and it turns out that the books on witchcraft were real. So the Bible was what I would refer to as military science way back when, that is intentionally designed to make victims, make believers. Now, Christianity itself isn't a bad template for being decent to people. So it does train people to be preyed upon, however, it also can be interpreted to defend yourself. So I'm not hating on the Bible right now. I am stating that it is a belief system, and belief is how you get taken. That's all. Then we go all the way to where the telegraph and electricity hit the human population. These are huge spans of time, and the definition of normal is not what you understand it to be even remotely. This is almost, this is basically word of mouth, and nobody knows how to read. And then people start learning how to read, but the echo chamber is still primarily how everyone is kept honest, and there's basically always somewhere to run on Earth. You could just run. You could be a fraud and then pack it up and roll down the road. Once the telegraph and electricity started coming around, it gets weaponized against everyone, but it also starts becoming part of the, hey, the honest people use this shit too. So back here, this is the word top. I'll talk about the word sphere in a minute, but this is like early 1900s. I want you to think about things that you have heard after the Bible, but you heard them. Someone said them, to thine own self be true. Well, that's Constitution era. That's before the Constitution. That's Shakespeare. Kill all the lawyers. You've heard a bunch of these things before, because somebody is passing this information downstream. It is kind of the way people pass information in the mirror in the military, but to understand, it is like a huge echo chamber that comes all the way up to here, and all of the sayings of Marcus Aurelius and all of these tidbits of wisdom. If you don't know them, you don't know them. It's part of an education. Learn your history, you're doomed to repeat it. Well, some people have been feeding us false history on purpose and then expecting us to repeat what we know. And let's skip that. Come in the 1900s, there were several high-profile Jewish murders in America where you can go look them up. You know, Pete Quinones has done about 10 fucking podcasts on this shit, so you can go look at his stuff. But I want you to think about that echo chamber. If a whole bunch of people find out about something, the jig is up for the Luciferian, for the Talmudist, for the communist. Maybe not for the communist because that's ideology, but the Luciferian and the Talmudist are about to go screaming into the void. If everyone in early 1900s America finds out what a tough it is. Now, this could go back even farther because it goes back into England. But if y'all remember that we had some really cool shit around the World's Fair and then it disappeared. It all got ripped down and disappeared. When I say the top hats broke out, one of the things that broke out around those high time murders was what? Entertainment industry with top hats. And I am making a soft claim that this wasn't an accident. That if the practice of certain rituals was to continue to be performed after certain individuals had broken silence, they didn't mean it. All of the people around them scream, oh my God, this guy's, you know, ritual murder. So when I say suddenly the top hat breaks out, this also happened. I want to say English people were wearing top hats in London during Jack the Ripper times too. So when I say culturally, this breaks out about the time someone doesn't want anyone to find out about this. Because it happened so long ago, somebody could say, Jesus Christ, Donnie, your pattern analysis skills are on DMT and you need to go fucking lie down. And I have no problem with that because anything in a vacuum is anecdotal. Then we're going to fast forward from early 1900s to mid-1900s. And we end up with the Holocaust TM. Here is where someone will attempt, because they believe that their IQ will sustain it, they will refer to me as a Holocaust denier. And I will say absolutely not. What happened in those camps was an atrocity. However, there is a fundamental reason that someone would want to take this number and add a zero to it. There is a fundamental reason, and that is the granting of a special victim status. 450,000 Americans died. Those were just military people. 450,000 died in World War II. If you do not crank the victim number of the camps up this high, then this victim status completely goes away because the people who really lost in World War II were the fucking Russians. Like, I don't give a shit. The Germans lost more. The Russians lost more than anyone else. But somebody wants to be on the victim bandwagon with the Holocaust TM. Okay, the trademark, the Holocaust. And I'm going to say it's following this pattern because when you find out what a Holocaust is, it's in the Talmud. It is the ritualistic killing of a child in a tophet. No, I'm not kidding. So, how do I support what I just told you here, that there's just an extra zero here? There's two things. One is, and you have to go look at, there's several documentaries, but there's one guy, I don't even like the way he presents. He is a fan of Adolf Hitler, but he did present the documents, okay? And the documents stated two things. The first is that there was what you would call a cyanide gas chamber, okay? And you got to understand that a gas chamber is not a crematorium. Please understand that military science is what's behind this. I'm claiming fudged documents here for victim status and a way to keep the goyim down. You always bring up the Holocaust and you call them an anti-Semite shit. So when I say In every camp, there was a cyanide gas chamber. It was relatively small. You could imagine a shopping cart being wheeled into it. The door would close. They'd fill the whole thing with cyanide gas. This is what they would put the clothing into. This is done in American prisons. When you think of a gas chamber like they have in an American prison to kill people, no. There's another gas chamber, and it is to gas the lice and the stuff out of clothes, the bugs out of clothing. So when you get into the documents, you find two things. One, all of the camps had one of these small gas chambers. And when you forensically examine that gas chamber, it clearly has been used with cyanide gas inside because you could scrape the insides, and they're blue because of the cyanide, and you scrape it all off. Yes, that was clearly used for cyanide, and the cyanide seeped into the walls. All of the places that they said they turned into cyanide gas chambers, it's very important you understand, cyanide gas chamber, not a large fiery furnace crematorium type oven. When you heard gas chamber, I don't know what you heard. So supposedly the Jews were gassed. They were placed in large airtight containers. Cyanide gas was fed into those places. Then they died and their bodies were taken and disposed of. That's where two problems. One, all of the places that supposedly the people were gassed, they don't have cyanide in the walls. They don't. So one, there is no evidence that those places were used for that type of gas chamber, which I kind of don't fucking care about because if they had a portable one, I don't give a shit. Here's the other problem. The records at all of the camps demonstrate a certain amount of coal was delivered. Coal is a thermodynamic drag coefficient. It isn't a fucking debate. So X amount of coal was delivered to all of these camps over the years. That amount of coal could not have performed 5 million of those cremations. And those bodies aren't anywhere to be found. So I am not making a claim. I'm making a claim that the five million bodies are missing, and the only way that they could have disappeared was to be cremated, and the documents show that that wasn't happened. I am willing to take any, if someone shows up with a fucking mass grave tomorrow somewhere in northern fucking Finland, and there is just a holy shit ton of bones in there, and we don't know how many, but based on the weight of the approximate size of the find, we have found 2 million, like for real. I, if you're unwilling to question certain things, a Holocaust is to properly use a Tophet. The Holocaust grants victim status and allows everyone to be called a Goyim. And I'm saying that this is the big enchilada, because over the course of history, everyone says, well, the Jews are always persecuted. If they are practicing human sacrifice according to Talmudic edicts, well, yeah, I bet they have been, air quotes, persecuted, okay? However, this is the big enchilada. We are the Goyim, and in an information age, the Chosen and the Luciferians and the communists would all have to either agree to rule together in some sort of harmony along bailiwicks, or they would have to duke it out for who is the most supreme. But if you notice, it's the communists telling someone they are owned by the state. It's the Luciferians reminding you that they are the tricksters and you will just pay for whatever. It is the Chosen telling you you are a Goyim, and that is the way it is. So when I say these people have an ideological reason to attempt to financially and in a property sense take over the planet, their religion is a supremacist doctrine, and throughout history, it appears that anything will be said and anything will be done. No, 600K dead is not fucking acceptable. 1 million dead is not acceptable. 5 million missing is a fairy tale. You can't be missing 5 million people, 5 million bodies, okay? If they showed me a German wood chipper the size of Big Bertha, and Big Bertha was an artillery gun that would fire across the English Channel. If they showed me, and they just said, yeah, we pointed it just off the boot of Italy, and this whole bottom of the ocean here is covered in millions of bones. completely okay with this. I'm completely okay with this. When there isn't enough coal to cremate the bodies, as was claimed, that's a real fucking problem. That's a real problem, and it's not to state that this isn't a isn't an atrocity. It's to state that this word is to cover up this word, and this number is awfully close to the amount of Americans lost. This number is close to the number of... This starts pushing Russian numbers, and it's not even fucking close. Russians lost like 20 million or something like that. But when you're in the million category, you're not in the thanks for helping us out with your dead troopers, America. So when I say this is the last stand in the echo chamber of human, this is all electrified back here. This is an electrified world, and certain overrepresentations in the entertainment industry may not have been all the way back here, but they kind of were. And by the time you start seeing it work through here, when we're covering up a Holocaust with the Holocaust, that's 70-something years ago, okay? So that's where I go back to the big game. Henry Kissinger said military men were dumb animals, and he was correct because Dwight Eisenhower did not know where his paycheck came from, but Henry Kissinger did. So Henry Kissinger knew it back then, but in 1971, the Babylonian money magic went into full effect because there was no longer any human dynamic other than a narrative. 100% narrative-driven fraud in massive Potemkin echo chamber. Ike had so much steel, didn't necessarily care where his paycheck came from. He recognized that freedom on Earth was vital, and he needed steel, and his paycheck just got him food. In here was when McCarthyism broke out. JFK got shot in here. So when I tell you the supremacists know how to keep the average guy down, yes, they do. Yes, they fucking do. They keep words away from you. They never give out the education that it takes to destroy them. Okay? Well, when you find out who certain groups are, Zionists that practice the use of a Tophet with a Holocaust, well, you got to find a baby for one of those. Then you find out there's human trafficking, and you find out, you know, you can get organs through Israel, and you can buy goyim. You can just buy them. Remember, in Black's Law Dictionary, traffic is defined as commerce, therefore human traffic is human commerce. Doesn't matter whether you like it. Slavery doesn't apply to goyim, really. And if you're tricked into it, like Allison Mack was, your life gets a real weird start. But basically, I look at Allison Mack as a success story of we got into this cult and broke it up before anybody's brain was done forming. They were all young. They were all under the age of 25. So if we can just reason with these people and say, this is not how real life works. Jesus Christ, I know you got sucked into some bullshit. And then just rehab them up and retrain them and get them to do shit. So illiterate people get abused. People with TVs and radios in their ears. Remember, between the top hat and the Holocaust, this is when War of the Worlds happened. Okay? This is when War of the Worlds happened. This is when everybody got to understand what a mass hysteria was because of Orson Welles. Because it wasn't real. There wasn't really aliens invading. But all of these echoes, they keep coming forward. Bigfoot. Jesus Christ, where is Elvis already? Why not Elvis? So this is how liars move. Luciferian, communist, Zionist, Talmudist, liars. You are not worthy of honesty. And every way that you could fuck this up, I'm going to do one more portion on this. And it's going to be on how AI and stuff is used to fuck with you. But it is all of these things. Remember, our echo chamber, as of right about here, started becoming like a discotheque. Because this is when the TVs started. When does everyone have a TV on Earth in 1900. You're like, oh, there's no TVs, Donnie. Soon as you start going in this direction, millions, billions of people start getting radios, TVs, cell phones. Just like the one you're looking at. So when I say the next portion of this is digital Luciferianism and how to fuck with people on AI and stuff, this is how an echo chamber could be used. Yes, it has been granting these folks victim status. Yes, they have been treating people like goyim. And when you find out that we got tunnel Jews and that they might be moving organs through there, let's assume that they weren't moving children. Let's assume that they were only moving organs. Oh, really? Where the fuck did they get them? Okay, I'm going to end this with how to understand deception from AI and how the Luciferian can use these devices that we're using for each other. I like to call my phone a tricorder, but for many people, it is a black mirror, and it will show you who you are. So when I say AI as a weapon, there are lots of ways that a computer system can function as what you and I would just call a bunch of humans, okay? Direct denial of service attacks, these have a source, they have an origin, they're trackable. Complex attacks is where an AI is coordinating weaknesses between two systems. So that's, I'm not going to say that's not a human problem. That is a human problem, but that really does belong to the professionals in particular fields. Somebody is fucking with your internet provider because your internet provider can be fucked with, then that happens. And it is fundamentally their problem. A lot of this stuff we don't have to worry about too much, but there are different types of hackers that take control of systems and, you know, they hold them ransom to get paid. And some people say that's wrong. I'd say if you leave your door open and someone knows how to go to get in there, and they'll take a bunch of your stuff and then they'll say, if you pay us, we just give you your stuff back because we're trying to teach you better, but we have to get paid. So getting paid by ransom, there's one way to do it. In software, as far as AI going after software, you should understand that crypto is a really good way to seal things. So I will not state that an AI couldn't eventually figure out how to open the Nakamoto wallet. However, I want to state that the AI would have to attempt, like, how many Bitcoins have to get spent in an attempt to access that wallet? And the answer is, I don't know. Somebody would have to do the math on that. But an AI narrowing down based on when the wallet was created, you know, and the algorithm, how many Bitcoins would you have to spend to open the Nakamoto wallet? Well, the answer is definitely less than a million. So I don't know if AI ever ends up cracking that because I don't think SHA-256 is so much a problem. I just think that if you have the capital and you could continually query the network, you might be able to unlock the Nakamoto wallet with AI. But beyond that, most people don't have enough money in a wallet to even put those resources at it. So I just, when it comes to certain your software stuff, just understand that cryptography is sealing a lot of that, not so much what I would worry about. And to be honest, the complex attack is a difficult one that I would worry about. I wouldn't worry about DDoS because, yeah, the AI will kind of run that, but then it'll just, somebody will find it. This, the zombies and the clickbait, AI using the refresh rate on your screen and the dopamine in your brain to turn everyone into, if you have to think for more than 3 minutes in a row, your fucking attention span is gone, your brain hurts. That is something you have to train at home. That is something you train your brain on video games and you get used to being frustrated and having to think at the same time. I do worry a lot about AI turning people into zombies, clickbait zombies, and that's just on the individual level, okay? I also worry, this is a little bit a part of the complex attack, the security and the Stuxnet kind of go together. If you know what Stuxnet is, it was just this thing that spread around, and when it finally got to the place it was supposed to work, it worked. And it was just these little file, it was on a lot of places, but it eventually infiltrated to the place it needed to go, and that's when it went active. And nobody really even knew that this thing was flying around the internet, just copying and pasting itself everywhere until it eventually got to the place it wanted to. So that's kind of how AI can defeat security. And there's some complex stuff where, again, in between two systems, is behind one system, each of those will be sealed with crypto, but in between there is a piece of hardware or a, you know, any kind of middle between the two systems, and that's where AI will likely be used better to attack. But this is the nightmare right here: pattern recognition. And I don't think it's a nightmare as much as if you are a human being and you have ill will and you go around the planet doing negative shit to people, the eyeball will find that pattern because it won't make sense. And then people will have to get really good falling out of the, you know, they're not tracked by Big Brother anymore. And that's when they go do these things. So when I say there's, you know, there's lots of negative human behaviors, AI is going to recognize patterns. And that pattern will not be used. A lot of people will call this pre-crime. If you've ever seen that Minority Report, understand something about how real crime and real criminals work. Minority Report will not happen. The AI will tell people, you might want to look at this guy. So that guy will get some attention. I don't mean a warrant. I mean somebody might just go look at his, might look at his activities harder, scrutinize it. And when the AI sees a pattern, and again, this isn't humans picking on humans. This is an AI told to look for something. You got to watch what that AI is told. What pattern is it looking for? Oh, it's right now the AI pattern is looking for dissenters. Here's where it's not so much conspiratorial. Everybody kind of knows it's happening. AI is being used to feedback people right now. There were two groups of narrative. Let's just say we were getting a lying narrative 100% up until about 2015. Well, there, certain things breaking, like 2008 caused certain amounts of truth, okay? 2001, 9/11 caused certain amounts of truth to get out. So things that were hidden were then no longer hidden, and we are just getting better information and we're catching up. And that's where the attention engineering is used to zombify people. So look at certain, Mr. Beast is one of the ones, I don't want my kids watching him because the fucking background, he had lights on and it's like Christmas lights, it's July and this guy's making a video of Christmas lights in the background. Lots of hand waving, blah, 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 blah. There's some goddamn, oh, I forget the name of it. It's on YouTube. These are just voice. There's voice actors that do bullshit news. Like, they're not even good at news, but they're voice actors who practice voice impressions by reading the news. Facial expressions. You'll see a lot of thumbnails with dumb primates and their dumb fucking faces on them. And this is, let me keep going. Laugh tracks. In case you couldn't figure out what the fucking joke was. Honestly, some people are so dumb, the laugh tracks help. So the laugh track is a part of the attention engineering. Product placement, you know this one. So when I start to say this starts to become a holistic game, you as a human who doesn't want to be a clickbait zombie, you have to start looking for these things. I'm a big one about getting anything that does dumb fucking facial expressions on its thumbnails, swipe it. Get that fucking shit out of here. I am being lured into my attention, being wasted by these types of tactics. I am not having good information spread upon me. And that's really where I just worry about the AI spoofing everyone with bad information. Now, here's where I see two sides doing the right, like two sides doing it. Like we've been getting bad information for a long time. And that's kind of cleaning up. And a lot of people like to hate on Elon. There is no reason to do certain things at all. At all. Unless you are trying to be better to humans instead of worse. So when I say I don't find Elon Musk and Donald Trump's movements very suspicious, the narratives that float around them are pretty fucking suspicious. And that's really just done to, you gotta throw shade and you gotta throw shit. So when I say a lot of people, the propaganda is much more palatable for the attention engineered when they throw shade. I throw shit, straight shit. This is bullshit and here's why. And that's less palatable to the Potemkin. And it's becoming better now, where people would rather take good information from someone who says, fuck, hey, listen, going back to Luciferianism, what does the Luciferian consider non-virtuous? Imagine this, right? That the Luciferian lies, does all of this shit. The vulgar and the profane is what the Luciferian is against. So when I say maybe the Christians should start being a lot more honest by saying the word fuck, because all those kids came from somewhere, okay? You can't really hide that. You're definitely fucking when you're not at church. That's where all the fucking nursery came from. But no one's going to say the word, right? So this is this weird sexual repression where people behave. What they were taught was polite. And good manners is really Luciferian society. Might as well put on the fucking, the crow mask with the long beak or some fucking eyes wide shut shit. Because when the Christians turn around and go home, the vast majority of this shit that they do in their personal lives tends to be good things and making babies and being good to the babies. Tends to be. I know there's ugly shit going on, but tends to be. So everybody's got to learn these tactics, right down to how will the AI become your Lord of Light, and how will you get lulled, because Lord of Light is LOL, right? How do all of these tricks and phrases and bullshits come together? All of the methods and all of the ways. The narrative participation is the problem now. The individual watching this thing must participate with the things you have seen on this video. Less. You must live as a paradox, and the normal preference for human action over inaction must be overcome, and you must not participate. Otherwise, you will just become part of the shit show, because, again, that is part of the narrative. If you're not involved, you're being left behind. Everyone has to catch up in their information. And I'm going to throw one more word into the echo chamber, like on the last slide, and that is simulation. And the word I'm going to add to that is anti-Simite. Someone who's completely rejecting the fucking narrative. Fuck, they're figuring it out. Fuck, it's an anti-Semite. Fuck. And they'll look you right in the face like you're fucking goyim. And they'll tell you, you have said something that is dangerous to me based on how I look when you're not looking. So now I got to correct you to your face like I'm one of your peers instead of a scumbag who's lying. It's, again, this is stunning and brave. This is performative LARPing, and that performative LARP. Hey, I'll throw another one in the echo chamber. I want you to remember that the Luciferians were behind their lawyers and lying to people. But then a phrase was thrown into the echo chamber of the internet. It was Bill O'Reilly, and he said, fuck it, we'll do it live. What if I said the LARP that we're looking at right now started when Bill O'Reilly said, fuck it, we'll do it live? Wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't it just be interesting of those confluence of circumstances? Because it really does. You go back to when Bill O'Reilly said that, and you start looking how people started behaving around the LARP. Man, fuck it, we'll LARP it live. And now these people walk right up to you. They'll sit in the middle. The cops will take blankets to the people in the middle of the street because the cops are in on it. The cops are not going to keep order and tell the protesters, if you know how to fix the problem, go fix it. But sitting in the middle of the street won't help. No, they won't. They're going to bring them a cup of soup because they're in on it. The public jobs go away when this happens. So you're going to see everyone, Dr. Shiva, the system turns on him. When he says, no, thanks for the help. And anytime someone says, no, thanks for the help, they're not permitted. Well, what is Klaus Schwab bitching about? There's an anti-system movement. Anti-Semites. Okay? So it's all just wordplay, and you, and if you put up with someone else's bullshit, because that's who you are, like if you put on a cloth mask because of your job, go to your bathroom mirror and say, I'm a fucking coward and I have to deal with it. Don't pretend you're not. Go find all of the ways you got soft bullied when you had a t-shirt over your face and know why you will never be treated like that again, because you learned how masks work. The end. You won't pretend that your boss is smart, that your boss isn't part of the system. I go back, I say again, WandaVision is what HR across the fucking country gave you. HR isn't a government system, fuckers. But when you look at HR best practices, what are they rooted in? Chief legal officer or statute? So, everyone got lied to. The people in HR helped. Do you think they all are in on it? No, they're not. But they didn't know. They got used because they're part of, they're like Allison Mack and Keith Raniere's stable. And then you burn people and you can't do that again. That is part of the lying game, man. But we just watched WandaVision happen across the entire country because somebody decided to light off an intellectual weapon of mass destruction, and the women in HR aren't smart enough to stop it. And what I mean by that specifically is there's no such thing as an HR technician, okay? A technician works off of first principles. I just stated the first principles of HR are either rooted in the CLO's guidance or statutory guidance. Those are not first principles. I was an electronics technician in the Navy. The principles of electricity are known to me. I need a schematic to look at many things, some things I could figure out on my own based on the principles of how electricity functions. There is no HR principles. That's it. This has been a narrative-driven profession. I'll be even more pejorative. Not only are there no technicians, HR's job is to push paperwork. So when they can't get the most simple of stuff right, you can see how someone would interject chaos into a system based on, we have a bunch of inept people who only do paperwork and they do what they're told for $20 an hour. So now we're going to take the inept people and we're going to, everybody quick, do the thing, do the Luciferian thing. No one's supposed to be profane. No one should be vulgar. You shouldn't say, hey, we're all fucking stupid because this isn't how goddamn masks work. You're absolutely never supposed to say that. Elon Musk says, go fuck yourself. And then he's told to roll over and be the Shabbat Goy. Now, I don't know if he's being tricked because that's part of the game. He could just be prostrated out as a Shabbat Goy and he really doesn't understand Zionism at all. He doesn't understand Synagogue of Satan, Zion. None of that is what he does. Let's face it, he does spend a lot of time just doing science and not bothering with theology. So I can look at it both ways. It's best. He who knows one side of the argument knows a little of that. So you should look at it both ways. AI is your friend. AI is going to teach you more things than it's going to take from you. Someone will light off AI weapons here and there, and they will be a problem. I would say the AI problem you're looking at now keeps showing up like community notes on X. The community notes keep showing up as if a goddamn white lady is lecturing someone about how a post should have been. And there is no fucking way. Oh, also, the AI stops anything anti-Israeli. There was a guy who's like, he goes right down in a post and says, test. And then on the next line, it said, fuck America. And then he does another one. It says, test. Fuck Great Britain, fuck Britain. And he goes down, he does three or four. Test, fuck Israel. Immediately a community note comes up, okay? So when I tell you, I have been fighting Karen for 30 years, okay? You guys I used to call them fucking white girls. And I spelled the girl with a U on purpose. So when I say Karens have been used as a weapon, they were used as a weapon. They were all fed bullshit through their phones and they all went and screeched to people, oh my God, You just want people to die. And, again, some of those people vaccinated themselves to death. Fuck them. But if you don't understand that if you're going to volunteer someone else, you should volunteer someone for yourself. Never mind the vaccinated dead. Look at Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley thinks you should be supporting war and going to it. Why the fuck isn't she gone already? Why isn't she over there with her Kevlar and her vest on, giving what for to those goddamn Gazans? Why isn't she over there doing that? The answer is, this is a game. Remember that the sound of my voice can function like a mirage. The way temperature and atmosphere come together is a visual thing. The way atmosphere and sound come together is an audio thing. These people have produced audio mirages in your head. That is the name of the Luciferian. So, I think I'd just be beating a dead horse if I kept going here. Here it is. This, right here. This is going to save your lives. I recommend everybody make their kids play Super Mario Brothers. Go get old school video games instead of the newer ones. Some of the newer ones are there to train people dumbly. The old school ones, it's your eyeballs and your brain and your hands, and it's not an argument. You will just fail. So, don't be a Potemkin. A term you might find odd is called a lucid cipher. A lucid cipher is someone who pattern recognitions on the fly. So when you can see that a portion of something is wrong, I've showed you all before, when you know the pieces of information you need, you can quadrangulate. So don't work from one piece of information from here. When you can triangulate that piece of information, you could throw in a zero, you could throw in a fourth piece of information, and you could check your work. That is how you avoid the echo chamber of lies in your head. But honestly, this is a vocabulary word problem where the sounds of these four words have to add up. And, these are enterprise environment factors. This is a logician's trick. I am a logician. For those of you who don't know what that word is, it is a magician performs magic, a logician performs logic. Okay? So this is logician shit. If you are not a logician, you should not be a coder. Coders is a good way to start learning logic, but a lot of coders know how to code, and they don't know what to code. All those ChatGPTs grok until they speak Sith to me. Oh, there's a meme, and I will put it as the thumbnail for this. It says abracadabra and avracadabra. And the way those languages can roll around and the way the patterns can be moved. Logician is what you need for the inside of your brain so that other people don't lie to you, because you can hear them and you can see what they're saying when they're talking, and you can follow the bouncing ball and say, wait a minute, a piece of what they're telling me is missing and I need that. And when you ask them, they don't have it. It's like, oh, this one is as dumb as I am. I need this piece of information. Or this one's at least as dumb as I am. I still need this piece of information. This guy doesn't have it. Apparently, didn't think he needed to know it. So before you do a lot of your forward progress in your enterprise environment factors, you have to find your basic place, and most people don't. So don't get taken. Just don't get taken. I'm just beating a fucking dead horse here. Have a good week, campers. Don't be a bit.
When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one, a wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul. I can't feel it, I can't feel it, and there's a hole in my soul. Can you feel it, can you feel it? You have always worn your flaws upon your sleeve, and I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Dig them out. Them out.